Dr. Pond, what do you got for us on this Tuesday?
Hey, AJ, I like the way you phrase that. Some maybe thunderstorms.
Maybe thunderstorms.
Yeah, I think that's a term the meteorological people should officially adopt today. Maybe some thunderstorms.
I'm very much a weather guy, not a meteorologist. I can say whatever I want.
Hey, well, I'll tell you, it's sun up, sun down. That's basically what it comes down to. So, all right, here we go. We've been running through titles, literary consolations, kind of, sort of, you know, in the days of the plague, things that you can read that will lift your spirits or maybe even depress you a little bit more. How about Edgar Allan Poe? There is our writer of the day. He gave us a wonderful little ditty called The Mask of the Red Death. Does that lift your spirits or what?
Just a little.
Well, it's not only a wonderful short story, too complicated to go into right now. My recollection is that it was turned into at least one of those delicious Hammer horror films back in the 50s and 60s. Christopher Lee and wonderful character actors like that did a lot of Dracula movies, and The Mask of the Red Death was one of them. So, to give away the Mercedes, if you can get one of your listeners to say any of those words in no particular order, Edgar Allan Poe, The Mask of the Red Death, I think you should give away the new car. Is that a fair thing?
I think that's fair, and it's interesting you mentioned Edgar Allan Poe, because on iPhones, at least, there's a book app that you can purchase books through and then read it right on your phone. And they're doing some free offers right now, and I believe they're doing classics, and one is a collection of Edgar Allan Poe. So if you've never read The Mask of the Red Death, maybe a good time to check out iTunes on your phone and see if they've got that for free, because there's a lot of the classics. Stories from the 19th century in the U.S. are available there for free right now. So, hey, go
well,
take a look.
AJ, you're absolutely right. There are worse ways you can spend your time getting through this mess. So
yeah, you can stay outside
on
Saturday.
Yeah. All right. Well, here's to great literature. Take a deep breath. Stay healthy, brother. Talk to you tomorrow.